What's up, everybody? It's your host, Justin Romare, back for another episode of CBG Radio. I got a special topic for you guys today, but first, I want to make sure that you're on our CrossFit Nutrition Facebook page, right? We give a lot of guides on there, totally free. We run challenges on there from time to time that are totally free. You get to interact a little bit more with me and my team, free workouts, free recipes on Food Friday. We talk about, the mentality around your nutrition and what things you might be missing to actually reach the goals that you deserve, right? To look like you actually CrossFit, right? We spend so much time in the gym, 5-6 days a week, doing these gross workouts, these WODs, and we're still not where we want to be. So we formed this Facebook page for you guys to start getting the results that you want by making small incremental changes to your nutrition, all right? So if you want access to that page, you need to go to Facebook. When you do, go to www.facebook.com/groups/CBG Nutrition Tribe. All right, www.facebook.com/groups/CBG Nutrition Tribe. That's it. I don't have any ads in this podcast. I'm not going to get you to go purchase or buy anything. This is just a free Facebook page. You can go to get some information and interact with our coaches. That's it, right? So today's podcast topic is all around Whole 30, all right? So over the past 5 to 10 years, more CrossFit gyms continue to open, and a lot of the coaches at these gyms are fitness coaches, right? They're not nutrition specialists, nutritionists, or registered dietitians, right? But they want what is best for you, right? And they know why you signed up for their gym. The reason you signed up for their gym was to become more confident, to look better, and to actually look like you CrossFit, right? To stay in shape and be healthy, right? As a result of that, a lot of us have realized the other benefits of CrossFit. Getting stronger, getting our first pull-up, right? All these things are things that came out of what we thought we weren't going to get from CrossFit, but we did as a byproduct, which is pretty cool. Along with the community, the friends that we've built, the coaches, and the relationships that we have now that we've joined a CrossFit gym, and just the overall atmosphere, right? But the main reason you stepped into your CrossFit gym, you're like, I need to find a way to work out so that I can actually look better and become more confident in myself so that when I put a bathing suit on, I look the way that I want. When I go to the beach, I look the way that I want. When I show up at work, I have the confidence to perform my job optimally because I'm confident with myself and who I am. And that's why we joined a CrossFit gym in the first place, right? To be healthier, to look better, and to build confidence, right? And most really good coaches, they know that. They know you're not stepping into their gym and want to go to the CrossFit games. That may be a byproduct of why you first stepped in, which was to build confidence and lose weight, but it's not the main reason that you stepped into a CrossFit gym at the outset, right? And your coaches know that, right? So as a result, coaches started to realize, this person is coming to my gym. They're working out 5 days per week. They've been doing this for months, and they're not really getting the changes that they told me they wanted when they started here. Yeah, they're getting better at CrossFit. Yeah, they're getting healthier because they're improving their cardiovascular endurance and other things, but they're not really losing weight, which is one of the primary reasons they came to me, all right? Naturally, coaches go, maybe we should do something with nutrition because it could be that people are falling short on the nutrition side of things and it's why they're not reaching the goals that they want. Let me look into this more. They look up other CrossFit gyms, the CrossFit system, what does the CrossFit recommend? It recommends paleo or in a zone type fashion using the paleo model. Other derivatives of that diet have begun to spun out. Whole30 is one of those diets, right? Why don't we do a Whole30 challenge? 30 days where we can help improve the nutrition of our members at our gym, okay? Now, I'm going to explain what the Whole30 diet is so that everyone has a really good understanding of what it is, where it came from, why it exists, how it's getting misconstrued in CrossFit gyms, and why after you've done a Whole30 challenge once, you should probably avoid, not probably, you should avoid doing them again, right? And why they're not getting you to where you believe you want to be, all right? So Whole30, right? This is what the Whole30 diet is. It is a program. It is a nutrition program that is focused specifically on eating real food or whole food. The program has quote-unquote rules. We already know there's a problem there. And it has 30 in it. So think about that for a second. 30 is the number of days it wants you to follow the program, right? So just in the name itself, it defines that it's not sustainable. Of course, it doesn't say follow the whole 30, follow for 30 days, and then do whatever you want. It's not sustainable. No, but it does say 30 in it, and it doesn't really have the intention for any type of exit strategy after the Whole30 challenge is over, right? Regardless, I do want to define what the Whole30 challenge is, what foods are off limits, what foods you can have, etc., right? So the first, you cannot consume added sugar, real or artificial, right? Maple syrup, honey, agave, nectar, coconut sugar, date syrup, Equal, Splenda, stevia, right? And as you guys know, like most things have a little bit of added sugar in them or something that provide that makes it give you some taste to your food, right? Like most protein bars have added sugar in them, right? Protein bars unhealthy? No, right? But you're not allowed to have them on the Whole30 diet for 30 days, right? Do not consume alcohol in any form, not even in cooking, and ideally no tobacco products. So alcohol, as we know, can halt progress significantly, especially if you drink alcohol more than once per week, right? In our personal opinion, that's what we found over the 10 years at CBG, working with a multitude of clients that have goals of focusing on performance or fat loss or building muscle, right? This tells you to eliminate completely, right? So that's the take on Whole30 when it comes to alcohol. So a lot of studies have been done showing that when restrictive dieting approaches, and when I say restriction, I mean the foods that you're allowed to eat. As you could tell just from the carbohydrates that are eliminated here, there are not really many carbohydrates left for people to consume on this diet, right? This sort of restriction, right, causes a binge restrict cycle in individuals, meaning when they restrict, right, they start seeing improvements in a result. They slowly realize that that is not sustainable for them to restrict long term. So they binge for several weeks, maybe even months. All the progress that they achieved under the restriction component goes away. They lost all that progress and maybe even moved in the backwards direction. So look, guys, do the Whole30 challenge once. Don't keep signing up for it year after year. Learn what you can, maybe form a habit or two from it. You know, look, I've done a Whole30 challenge before, right? It's not all bad, right? But once you do it, once you get an understanding of like, hey, like these calories are a little bit more than ease, and like these high calorie foods I was eating before, like maybe this is the reason I wasn't losing weight. I was probably eating a little bit too much of this, right? I need to eat more fruits and vegetables. But the entire elimination of something for 30 days is not sustainable, right? And when things aren't sustainable, we do this restrict negative feedback loop cycle. And studies showed it doesn't help anyone. You're probably also, you've also done this before and you know that it doesn't work. You're not resetting or cleansing anything or detoxifying anything. And we need carbs, guys. And Whole30 is too tough to get the carbs in that you need, especially for you if you're doing CrossFit. So look, guys, join our Facebook page. We have a lot more tips like this on there. I really do appreciate you guys listening to the podcast and getting information from this. I hope this helps. And I love you guys. If you got any questions, you know where to find us. And talk to you next time. Peace out.